And we're coming back into the second hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. And today we have a specialist, a very important person informing us of a nightmare that's upon us and upon the people of California. That's Deborah Taveras and her massive portfolio of work on YouTube and lectures that she's given, etc. But anyway, we're talking about Biogen, the scam there, before we got interrupted by the break. Sorry, carry on, Deborah.
Yes, so I'm going to just let everybody know this is a scam. So when you hear the first part, I don't want you to have any idea or any assessment about it being good. And here's how they're promoting it. They say, you know the potential dangers of Wi-Fi. It's a silent killer. And how to eliminate them, they say, with a medical device. Were you ever worried about the dangers your family, especially your children, are exposed to when using a mobile phone, tablet, or other device that emits electrosmog? The good news is you no longer need to worry. What kinds of negative effects can mobile phone and other devices have on an organism? Now, all this apart is true, okay? Some examples of known negative effects on the human organism are headaches, migraines, insomnia, nervousness, depression, dry burning eyes, weakening of the immune system, skin irritations, etc. And to that, I'm just going to add this. Everyone go to stopthecrime.net to the homepage. At the top, we have a symptoms list. Download this list. You will need this list as they amplify the attacks upon us with frequencies. So now let me continue with what is Biozen? B-I-O-Z-E-N. They tell us Biozen is an innovative chip with an extraordinary technology which is very simple to use. It can be applied on all electrically powered devices and protects you against electrosmog, reducing the gradient of the magnetic fields to which you are subject while using your devices and reducing your stress level. Why is Biozen recommended, especially for children and adults? The use of Biozen is generally recommended for everyone regardless of their ages. However, the brains of children and adolescents have not finished growing yet, and it can be assumed that the negative effects associated with mobile radiation also have a negative effect on the human brain in the long term. Now, of course, all that is true. All of the health effects that they mentioned are happening. And they're marketing this device, saying that they can mitigate it if you buy this device. Now, let me read to you what a group of scientists out of Greece has said to this scam. They said, this, of course, is nonsense. But also, just like shielding the houses or the clothes, one way for some people to get money, while at the same time keeping industry satisfied by making people think they can live close to antenna towers once they have shielded their houses. This one scientist says, I heard a fellow who is an engineer, and I tried to dispute our polarization paper without asking us first to explain whatever he could not understand, claims to be expert and suggests people to shield the houses. They go on to say, as I explain in my lectures, shielding houses and clothes, one isolates the atmosphere of EMFs, which are absolutely vital for all animals. And, of course, there is no device to put on the headsets to protect you from radiation. Once you change the attenuant of the mobile phone signal, it won't be able to communicate and will emit even stronger radiation. So I want to make it very clear. He's saying that these contraptions that will allow you to think that you can live closer to these killing silent weapons systems is a method of genocide. It is a corporate structure designed to yet deceive you again while making profit.
Okay.
So
very good.
It's very important to be wary of these types of offerings.
John McAfee, I know McAfee's a wild character, but you'll see, he doesn't lie. He does not lie. And he had the McAfee software company, but he said, 90% of apps have viruses in them to attack your phone. So all these people had apps on their phone, but he brought out an app which is genuine, which checks the validity of the apps you have on your phone. That's another subject. But again, that's shocking. I must find out who are the company behind this, et cetera, et cetera.
Well,
but anyway, you're going to say.
Yeah, so let's get into the fires because they're raging here in Northern California. They've been raging.
And up in Oregon, yeah.
In Oregon as well. New fires now started in Napa County here in California. Fires had been raging in Greece, certainly Finland, Norway, parts of Russia. And I checked every single location again to see if they had
climate. North Wales has had fires running for 2 or 3 weeks now, actually. In the peat, it's on peatland, which is like, from our, I understand, but peat is extremely hard to put out fire on peatland because it burns underground slightly and starts again. But I think Jenna is going to give us a report on some of the carry-on in Olympia up in Washington State. And Jenna?
Yes, Jenna, yeah. Hi.
Hi. Well, first I want to credit Deborah for inspiring me to look into our power company and who owns it. And it is a company, a large group out of Australia, a millionaire factory that's net profits are $2.6 billion, 14,000 global employees, and they donate $330 million to social innovation, which ties back to climate action plan and how these things are financed. And I think it's very important that we recognize that the terrestrial assets of this country are what are being swapped and traded, and the people on them are just what's in the way, and that's us. And that's where I want to just pull things down to as low as they can get on the ground. And my neighbor is a fire commissioner, and he's on the line listening because he did let me know his son is headed down to Grants Pass, Oregon right now because the fires are moving up, and that's my way. And me and Brian are very good warriors, but at the same time, dealing with terrestrial resources has been our lifestyle because that's as close to the creator as you can be in the natural world.
Now, Jenna, I'd like you to explain to everybody what terrestrial resources means, because many people may not understand what you mean by that.
Land and the assets on the land, the water, the minerals,
yes.
The trees,
yes. Yes.
Everything that God's green earth is what is of interest and is what is seen as gain. And that I think that the countries and all, like the governments or bureaucracies, they're just looking at large pieces of land and they're making deals. Like I just started looking into this binational industrial relation development, and these are global exchanges and swaps of natural resources. I see a ship from China come all the way down to the Puget Sound several times a year to take hundreds of thousands of logs away, and they all have barcodes. And I'm a maker. I've been playing with wood, you know, for a good 10 years trying to market them at craft fairs, but I can't compete with China's cost of our wood, and that's the reality.
Or their labor to fabricate something from our wood.
Exactly. I would, you know, I already don't have to pay a tree that I cut down and I mill and I have this wood. I didn't have to pay for it, but I put hours into just getting it to that place, and it's not easy. And then to put the hours into making something, that doesn't have value in comparison to the economy that we're looking at now. So what I do is try and look at the value in what I can create for my own well-being, and that's food. And that's where the biochar and fire suppression and looking ahead to be true stewards on the land is what me and Brian have been talking about and involved the commissioner to be proactive in encouraging people to be aware of, you know, the gift that we live with in the Pacific Northwest that may go all up in flames if we're not proactive, because we've got dead trees everywhere also.
Yeah, and I would like you to explain to everyone what you mean by biochar.
Biochar is intentional use of dry wood pyrolyzed in a controlled setting. It's controlled burning. And before it turns to ash, it's extinguished. And what you have is charcoal. And charcoal is used to hold, it's used in the garden soil. It is a nutrient, and it breaks up clay. It holds moisture. It sequesters carbon. It holds minerals. It's a great additive if you want to grow food well. And I've been working on experimenting with adjusting to all the aluminum in my soil. And over the past 3 years, the aluminum has gone down because the microbial action and my pH has been adjusted with using biochar. And I have abundant food supply. And
so it's
we
a
don't
natural
even
Earth's capability to balance itself and remove the toxins is what I'm hearing. Is that right?
Yep. And in theory, it's a porous carbon. Calcified carbon never breaks down. So after it's pyrolyzed, it'll stay in the Earth for 800 years. It won't break down because it's been calcified. And in it are thousands and millions of pores that microbes move into. The beneficial microbes needed that plants, I have plants and their roots just suck to it. Like as I'm transplanting, there's a chunk of char that the roots are just sucking onto because I'm taking the time and care to inoculate the char with fish emulsion and kelp and ocean water, as much goodness as I can possibly do, because I'm taking that time for myself and my well-being and to educate others on this is an avenue to reduce burn load of all this dead stuff. And it's worked, but it can also cultivate a relationship with the fire department.
Very good. I just add one thing there you mentioned, and we can move on. It's important to go on to the fire department. But kelp, seaweed, I do know there's a company in Ireland, not putting it just out of commercial, Kerry Algae. They're one of the most successful companies for harvesting seaweed from the sea, and they've developed seaweed powder for horticulture, for agriculture, and dressings you put in your hand made from seaweed, and you never take the dressing off. It heals the wound and absorbs into the skin, and it's a miraculous product. Seaweed is largely wasted in the United States on the coast of America, but carry on anyway.
And a sense of achievement, and that is priority in maintaining a high moral standard and of what we're to do on land as human beings in the time and now that is doable by everybody. Everyone can have earn that sense of achievement by growing their own food, and that secures it. With all of the GMOs, with all of the petri dish meats that are now coming out of high-tech food ag, which I've looked into, and it's enormous. And since our food is not being labeled, the closer that you can come to fresh vegetables, the closer you can keep your well-beingness and a sense of
Now, I want to throw something in right now so that people are not confused with what you're saying. You're saying, get the dirt under your fingernails, dig yourself, plant your own food, because what they're saying in all of the Resilient City plans is that they're going to grow food in individual cities, and the transition of food growing has already occurred. There are many corporations out of Israel and elsewhere that are moving in a chemical-based food supply and replacement of all food as we have ever known it. It, again, another enormous, enormous disruption in the food supply and getting rid of farmers and land. So, Jenna, what you're saying is absolutely true. Everyone that is listening, in order to really survive, we're going to have to turn to the land. And I agree completely, absolutely. This is a very important solution.
Okay. Can I just add one thing to that? And Jenna will back me up on this or explain the same thing. Even if you don't have a garden, you can grow an enormous amount of food on a balcony in flower boxes and on raised beds if you have a tiny garden. But you can do an enormous amount in about 5 square yards. You agree, Jenna?
Yep.
And while that is true, I think it's important for people to understand that the movement to grow in the cities to replace the farmers' massive capability of food production, which is being dismantled as we speak. We have a YouTube up called Death of the Farm, Death of the Farm. Yeah. And we're going to have a subsequent YouTube up about where they're heading with food production. And we're going to have to become more connected with our food if we plan to survive. So I really applaud your hard efforts, Jenna, of what you're doing in your garden and how you're growing things. And I'd really like to get your information up under the solution section of StopTheCrime.net so people can be inspired by what you are talking about right now.
I would love it. And in part with planning a demonstration burn at our fire department, we're incorporating agencies that would probably go against anything positive a person can do for themselves, but our department did agree to host a demonstration, and hopefully that will collect people's awareness and attention to burn loads and the dead trees, because not a lot of people are looking up. They don't notice.
So, well, I want to say this right now. A week ago, a very well-known tree trimmer here was killed because a branch hung up on a dead limb, and when he got down, the limb gave way, and he was crushed. And so the damage of dead, dying trees is horrific.
Yeah.
Bark beetles have infested our forests. We have spraying and the chemtrailing highly sprayed and igniting beyond, and I'm understanding you've got a fire person on board here right now, and I can tell you right now I'm looking at quotes in the paper here that are saying that the fire here in Redding right now is behaving exactly like the fire did in Santa Rosa. And we talked to a number of battalion chiefs. They literally had tears in their eyes because they could not stop this fire. And on top of that, we found out that they weren't able to get water on the top of this exclusive area called Fountain Grove, which was above where the Hilton Hotel burned here in Santa Rosa. There was no water. And the large tanks, water tanks, up on top of the hill, which are storage tanks for use of fire and other purposes as well, one had been taken out of service in high fire season and was being retrofitted for seismic requirements. The other two only had a third of the capacity. They were waiting, they said, to refill those tanks when the rates were lower. We get on the other side. I'm anxious to hear from the fire.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure. Okay, we'll be back in 3 or 4 minutes. Okay.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? a voice of truth in a sea of lies, do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Coming back in from the first break of the second hour, this is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting, and we're giving the entire program today, the 3 hours, to Deborah Tavares and Jenna from Washington on this horrendous directed energy fires that are in California and all the related matters to that. But anyway, dead trees we're talking about there. Just a brief small input here from the UK, and they've been battling new diseases every year here. We don't have chemtrails here. We just don't have that here. But there's all sorts of problems with diseases in oak trees, etc., and hardwoods. I think there's 27 or more diseases raging in the UK in trees. But carry on there, Jenna or Deborah. You're talking about the depletion of trees.
Also, the Navy on the coast with the electromagnetic experimentation, I do feel that trees are like antennas. And
they've been so heavily sprayed, just as we
they're
have.
They're metallic.
We're also antennas as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So knowing that, survivability gets more challenging. But I want to say this, because you said that someone from your fire department is listening. I wanted to point out what happened here. And what I've been reading overseas as well, and finding out if this is what you're noticing there. What am I talking about? Well, during the fires here in Sonoma County, they brought in the National Guard, and they brought in FBI. When people were evacuating, the military was walking up the streets with rifles. And they were charged with knocking on doors to require evacuations. And then they would put an X on the face of the curb out in front of the houses when the house had been completely abandoned. In other words, the occupants left. Many people were choosing not to leave. They were putting sprinklers on their roofs. They were doing many things to try to dampen their area, to try to prevent the embers that were just flying through the air. It was just unbelievable. These fires were moving a football field a minute with looking like a lava flow in front of it, so said the battalion chief. But we're noticing and we're hearing overseas as well, that for example, in Sweden, they sent in French soldiers to fight the fires. Now, what I'm reading in some of the documents is that fire departments and the military are merging, because this is a war. This is a war. And what I know you and I talked about, Jenna, is the fact that, sadly, with the high levels of combustibility and the inability for traditional firefighting equipment and methods in which to fight fires, that has been, sadly, incapable of functioning under the circumstances that we all live in now, because certainly the CAL FIRE here in California is not looking at the idea that there has been the spraying of chemicals and heavy metals. So without that aspect of consideration for firefighting, they're not adequately able to fight the fires. And so they're relying now strictly on evacuation, getting people out of homes. That's what they're doing in Redding now, too. The fire is so fast, so hot, so swift, that they're simply just trying to save lives. And that's what was determined here in Santa Rosa. And I'm going to throw one more thing in before I forget. There's a movie out that they did here about the Santa Rosa fires, and it's called Urban Inferno, The Night Santa Rosa Burned. Now, I've got to say this, and everybody needs to listen very, very carefully. They've been promoting this as a world premiere. They've made it the specific length so that it will be a candidate for the music festival or the theater festival, so it can win awards, etc. But the donations to see this movie here in Sonoma County went to the Resilient Foundation. That is Rothschild and Rockefeller. So we would not pay to go see that movie. And no one else should either, because what they're showing all of us is their success in a battle using fire. And they're traumatizing many people all over again, because this movie demonstrates the first 12 hours of the enormity of the fire and how people responded at 1 in the morning when neighbors knocked on their doors and saved many lives. This was a door-by-door effort to evacuate. This was not any other basic form of evacuation, but largely it was the residents. I hear another break coming up.
Yeah, bottom of the hour break, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Again, for the program, they are break. We're talking to Deborah Tavares about this planned and deliberate burning of California, and also Jenna from Washington. I just add one quick thing. The Daily Mail is running a massive live, well, not pictures, they're very recent, a few minutes ago, from California, and they're naming an area French Gulch, F-R-E-N-C-H-G-U-L-C-H. Is that near you, Deborah? On fire at
French
the moment.
Gulch. I'm not certain what... area they're discussing specifically. I'm not watching any live feeds right now. I know that prior to coming on the program, new fires were erupting, and the Redding fire here in Northern California was growing exponentially larger, and that they were potentially going to be increasing city evacuations, entire city evacuations. But I want to add a few things with our fire experience here that many of you may not be aware of. First of all, there were many insurance companies that actually there was an insurance provider that had meetings for the fire survivors here. And they brought in insurance and fire victims from other states to discuss how they went through the red tape of rebuilding. And what we discovered was the homes that were immediately next to the burn areas that in many instances survived with heavy smoke damage. The insurance companies would never tell the insured the level of removal of the toxic ash and particles that had gone into their homes. Now, what do I mean by that? Here in California, we build with wood siding predominantly. We use drywall in the interiors, not lath and plaster. These things are very porous, and then we have insulation in between the walls, between the joists and the framing between the walls. The insulation fills up with this fire particulate. The homes become very, very toxic, and the insurance companies are only telling the people, well, just shampoo your carpets and wash off your walls and maybe repaint. They're not informing the people that these homes are forever toxic. You literally have to remove the drywall, pull out the insulation, reinstall insulation, take off the carpets, the subfloors, even under vinyl, and replace it all, because otherwise you are living in a very environmentally toxic environment. And there have been many people that have tested their soil around their homes, and it's also very toxic, and they're refusing to move back in. Also, we're finding many people are moving trailers in on their burned-out sites, and all around them is just a moonscape, and people are living amongst all these burn areas. We've found to have had toxic water. We've had benzene occur now in the burnout pipes in some of the areas, cancer-causing benzene. We have had high levels of arsenic and other poisonous chemicals. The study that's being conducted right now in UC Davis is to see the effects on pregnant women that were pregnant during the fires and after they've given birth, to see what health effects might have occurred in their newborns. We've had hundreds of people die since the fires from respiratory ailments and various types of strokes and so forth, all as a result of the fine toxic particulate matter. Now, we were heavily, heavily chemtrailed weeks before the fire, during the fire, and after the fire. In fact, I can tell you right now, we are heavily chemtrailed. What we realized was the accomplishment of that was to, of course, hold all of the toxic smoke and fumes down low so that we could baste in it longer. Many, many people were spitting up blood. This was never reported in the news. That's why I'm reporting it to all of you now. We were told to wear N95 masks over our noses when going into the burn zones. Many people also had respirators. Many people that are so sensitive have had to literally move away and not go back to their burned lots. There were lots of looky-loos for weeks and weeks after the fire, driving through and looking out at the burned-out area. Many people were advised to stay away because it's highly toxic. It is literally a toxic dump site now because of all the poisons that have leached into the soil and into the groundwater. That's why they're testing the water consistently. And they've also, interestingly enough, increased the allowable standards for certain toxins in the water supply here in California over and above the standards that are allowed or lessened in the rest of the country. That is what is happening. This is part of what is happening. I can also tell you prior to the fires, we were attending fire meetings where groups of firefighting teams were converging in a plan by the county through the United Nations, where it's called incremental consolidation of volunteer firefighting companies here in Northern California, because many of our firefighting departments are volunteer. And because they're saying that as a result of the aging firefighter population and that the younger firefighters are not coming in on a volunteer basis, that they're going to have to consolidate. And there was a lot of wrangling over equipment because individual departments had and owned and operated their own equipment. But they were saying they couldn't operate their equipment on pancake breakfast to earn money so they could put gas in their in their equipment. Also, the fact that our roads are in massive disrepair. puts a tremendous amount of increased maintenance on all of the firefighting equipment as well. This is all part of the Wilds Land project to remove the firefighting element out of the rural lands, because in the climate action plans and the resilient plans, anything outside of your city growth boundary is considered sprawl and unsustainable. And it's considered to be a high cause of greenhouse gas emissions. And I also heard this, and I was stunned when I heard this at one of the fire meetings, and I'm going to tell you what that was. I heard that one of the insurance companies who specifically insures very, very high-end homes and the coverages for antiques and maybe a car collection, paintings, what have you, very high-end coverage. They don't cover everybody. That they actually have their own firefighting teams that go to save those homes, because the insurance business is a business. And at this point, and I may have mentioned this in the first hour, but it bears repeating, 60% of all of the insured people here that lost their homes are finding they cannot rebuild. There's not enough coverage for rebuilding because of what FEMA did, and the increased building costs, because we have a tremendous lack of labor and materials now to rebuild all these homes. 2x4s have doubled in cost since the fires.
Mm-hmm.
Costs here have doubled and tripled. And what is also important for people to understand, whether you're in the United States or abroad, is that Airbnb, which is a global corporation run by Google, Alphabet, has tied up properties that are second homes for many people, and people are under contract with Airbnb. What they found here is that many of the owners that owned homes on the coast, the go-to location here in Northern California, that wanted to help people with temporary housing and were under contracts with Airbnb, were only able to accommodate fire victims for 2 weeks under the contractual arrangements with Airbnb, and they were not mm-hmm. able to collect any money for allowing a burned-out victim to move into their home for those 2 weeks. So many people that...
Can I just ask you a clarifying question? I'm amazed you're still able to insure a house in California, considering how many wildfires there's been.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I'm amazed there is still available, house insurance is still available in California, considering how many fires there are being. Like, house insurance must be astronomical at this stage.
Well, they are designating fire zones now, where they are classifying areas as high fire risk. And certainly right now, they're slowing down the permitting in some of those areas until they can get a handle on how they can highly control the rebuilds and mm-hmm. the requirements under the sustainability requirements and the new green energy codes that are going to come into effect January 1st of 2019, which are really going to create the inability for many people to rebuild. And with all the haggling in trying to settle with the insurance companies, another thing I heard, and I'm going to be telling... I'm saying these things so that everyone that's listening that is in fire areas, you need to understand that your cities are not working for you if you get burned out. And I have a tremendous empathy for any of you that have lost loved ones or lost homes, because I've lived in it too. And I can only tell you that what I was hearing in the course of the aftermath of the fires was absolutely diabolical. And here's one of the things that I heard. Now, keep in mind, the public is not sitting in on these meetings by and large, but I attend these meetings frequently. And I am a builder. I am a third-generation builder. I had a self-employed business with my husband for almost 30 years. My grandfather, my entire family were builders, my father. This is the language I grew up in, and these are the documents and the city documents that I understand the vocabulary and love to read. So I was sitting in on a meeting after the fires, and it was a discussion about the benzene poisoning in a certain area of the burn, wherein the water connections from the street to the houses had melted, and the benzene was appearing in the water supply. And they weren't certain how to deal with it except for total replacement of the water infrastructure in that section of the mountain. They estimated it originally to be at $28 million. Then they came back with, no, it's going to be closer to $50 million. They don't have the money, and they're not going to get it from FEMA or any type of relief that came out of declaring this a disaster area. So they said in a meeting that I was sitting there and hearing with my own ears, this is what the city said. They said, well, we will go ahead and we will issue building permits for rebuilding in those areas, but we may not issue occupancy permits because of the water situation. Now, let's break that down. Builders, when they go to the cities and ask for permits, the last thing generally they ever think to ask is, will they be able to get an occupancy permit? Normally, it's assumed that they will have an occupancy permit if they build the plans according to the requirements of the plan. And the city withheld this information from these traumatized people. And in this particular area, it was around 370 homes. So here's what this would have looked like. People would have used what reduced insurance they got to start the process of rebuilding, and then at some point needing to get a construction loan to complete the build because everyone is falling short of the money to complete construction. Lenders are not going to collateralize against a house that has no water. I want everybody to hear this very clearly, because this is the kind of horrific aspects that came upon us after these fires and what the cities were doing. And we have victims that lost lives, loved ones, everything they owned, everything. They ran out at 1 in the morning with their night clothes on, and many were just lucky to escape being burned alive. And this is the treatment that they got after the fires. So I am wanting to express this to everyone that's listening. Be very wary.
This is war. This is entrapment, absolutely entrapment. But I've never heard, you don't need an occupancy permit here in the UK. If you build, you're complete, that's it. It's automatic.
The only problem would be if somebody needs financing. And if they need to get a lender involved, then the lender may not want to collateralize against a property that doesn't have water. And I want to tell you this. In the climate action plans and in the resilient plans, here's what's happening with the takeover of water. This is essential for everyone to understand, because they are starting to reduce access to water and starting to ration it globally. We can see how they have tricked the South Africa in the Johannesburg area. Several months ago, they were talking about Zero Water Day, and they had photographs all over the world in the newspaper with the Africans lined up at spigots that were potentially going to run dry any minute. And consequently, they created such fear of lack of water that many people fled, climate refugees, resource refugees. It's a very interesting way to vacate the land under the Wildlands Project and to force relocation of massive amounts of people, millions of people.
Rewilding, nobody could live in, and animals couldn't even live in the so-called rewilding thing. That phrase is used by Guardian writers here in Britain about the rewilding of the wilderness as a great idea, but they don't know what they're talking about.
Well, very the good, truth of the matter that. Is there is primary water. And,
I hope you get onto that for the third hour now coming up. Go ahead on primary water,
Yeah, I just want to say a paragraph, and we will discuss it in more detail. But it's important for everybody to go to primarywater.org. Primarywater.org, that is another website that we host in conjunction with another website called Primary Water Institute, com. And it's important to understand what happened in Africa during zero-day water. It was all a lie created to illustrate the peak water, just like the illustration of peak oil, defining it as fossil fuel. It's not. Water is a renewable as well. That's the best news you're going to hear on the program tonight, other than what Jenna is talking about, and that's augmenting biochar to the soil and starting to grow our own food and teaching our children how to be self-reliant.
Okay. Right, we go to this break, and then we have a five-minute break and then a 20-minute run, but we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Back in from the last break of the short run on the second hour, and we're talking to Deborah Taveras and Jen in Washington. But carry on, Deborah. There, we're on to primary water. Yeah.
Well, I actually wanted to just wrap up something that's important for everyone to hear, and I think we talked about the fact that I would discuss Cooking of Humanity and the backstory. Cooking of the of Humanity is about frequencies, and it's an interview and a YouTube that we did in concert with Barry Trower. And we actually flew up to Oregon several years back. The purpose of that interview was to discuss a document that we found on the whitehouse.gov website. And sadly, and interestingly enough, when we spoke with Barry, he, of course, had other aspects of information that you hear in Cooking of Humanity. But the backstory of that document was never revealed, and I need to reveal that now, because it's imperative for everyone mm-hmm. to understand what that is. So if you look at the Cooking of Humanity on YouTube, you'll see that I am sitting there, and I'm going to be holding up a document, and you're going to see a map of the United States. And that map demonstrates the military-industrial complex's radar system that literally is surrounding all the water abutments of all the states. What do I mean exactly? Well, all the states in the Pacific, abutment to the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean abutment of states, and the Gulf of Mexico. And you see this, what appears to be frequencies, layers of frequencies. That's exactly what it is. It's radar. And it's a silent weapons system. And again, this was found on the whitehouse.gov website, the President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology in July of 2012. So what this is illustrating is the use of psychotronic weapons for mind control. And the idea of quantum computers, that is, of course, all mind theft. It is the invasion of our brains with artificial intelligence. So what is happening when we talk about targeted individuals, controlling of specific thoughts and emotions, and directing physical actions into unsuspecting human beings? I'm going to throw this out right now, too, because I've reported on this. Everyone needs to look up Operation Crimson Mist. It was an operation that was deployed in the mid-90s in Central Africa. It is what fomented the slaughter of over a million Hutu or Tutsis. There were the Hutus fighting the Tutsis. It was called the Rwanda Genocide. Again, Operation Crimson Mist. Everyone needs to understand the use of frequencies and what they did to that, to those peoples. It is horrific. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go on with this particular document, because we have mind control and we have frequencies to be concerned about in our inability to exercise any free will as we have known it in the past. And so when I think about what I am most concerned about, I am really literally most concerned about frequencies and taking over our minds. But I'm going to continue with this, because this is the backstory of the Cooking of Humanity. And it's a map, again, it was on the White House website, and it said who the White House Spectrum Management Team is. And it was Google Inc., Microsoft Corporation, Stanford and Harvard Universities, Virginia Tech, UC Berkeley, National Telecommunications and Information Association, the FCC, and many others. So when we found this document, we forwarded it around to a number of people to get some feedback on what this meant and to break it down. And here's some feedback we got from some doctors and some scientists. We're always, of course, looking for feedback on this document. So if those of you would like to take a look at this document, it's called Report to the President, Realizing the Full Potential of Government-Held Spectrum to Spur Economic Growth, July 2012. This is all about 5G frequencies and the cyber cities they're creating, but I'll tell you the conclusion of the rest of the story.
Okay, we come to that in the third hour, and we will straight run after this break. Okay, just...
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.